From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with this regional news update. That's the sound of protesters blocking an intersection at 42nd and International in Oakland over the weekend. Some gathered outside new Mayor Libby Schaaf's house to wake her up with a people's inauguration this morning. Demonstrations calling attention to racism and inequality that continue around the Bay Area have resonant meaning today. They carry the spirit of Martin Luther King Jr.'s calls for justice half a century ago.
We're on the move now.
Yes, sir.
The beating and killing of our clergymen and young people will not divert us. We're on the move now.
Yes, sir.
The Watson release of their known murderers will not discourage us. We're on the move now.
Yes, sir.
Every year, San Francisco's Youth Speaks holds a special event on MLK Day. It's a showcase where the organization's poets perform original works inspired by King's life. Youth Speaks poet Sarah O'Neill will be performing in this year's event tonight at the Norris Auditorium in San Francisco. Here's a preview of her poem in this story from Youth Radio.
My name is Sarah O'Neill. I'm 19 years old. Personally, I feel a very deep connection to the civil rights movement because I feel like the work that was started then has yet to be completed. I don't believe that everybody in this nation has their civil rights for various reasons, for class reasons, but most specifically for race reasons. You can say all lives matter, but all lives are not killed every 28 hours. All lives will matter when black lives matter. How many more bodies will be enough evidence? How many videos of our last words? How many more must there be for you to finally call this a genocide? I think a lot of people think, as young folks, we don't have an understanding of what happened before. People assume that we are ignorant and don't really understand movement building, but what I've seen in the last 6 months is people my age, people younger than me, organize their own actions, organize community meetings, reach out to their elders, but simultaneously lead our own movement, and we're utilizing things that we have access to, like social media, as a huge part of that. I mean, Twitter is probably one of the most incredible things that came out of what's happening in Ferguson. I don't think we would have even known about what was happening in Ferguson if it wasn't for young people on Twitter being like, you can't ignore us, you can't pretend that this isn't happening to us. It is not enough for you to hold our dead in your prayers. To wish us love and light, I get the sentiment, but it won't keep my kin from becoming ghosts. I am not interested in resignations or remorse. I don't want apologies. I don't want guilt. I don't want your tears. I don't want insistence on how not racist you are. I don't want to know how many black friends you have when you won't even risk the discomfort of calling out your own classmates. You just don't get it, do you? I recently heard something that I thought was really dope, and it was like, I don't want allies, I want accomplices, because this is going to be a longer struggle. I mean, even just looking at the bus boycotts that were organized in Selma in the 60s, it was hard, people had to sacrifice, right? But in the long run, like, we see that it was worth it.
Sarah O'Neill is a 19-year-old poet with Youth Speaks. That story was produced by Youth Radio in Oakland. Sarah will be performing along with other young poets at the Norris Auditorium tonight at 7 o'clock in San Francisco. The 18th annual show is called Bringing the Noise for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. That's one of several events taking place this weekend to honor the Reverend. Celebrations of MLK Day are ongoing until 7 at the Yerba Buena Gardens in San Francisco. And there's this.
Those that have gone before us say, no more! No more! That means protest! That means march. That means disturb the peace. That means jail. That means risk. And that is hard.
That's a clip from Selma, a new motion picture dramatizing King's efforts in Alabama 50 years ago to change national policy and allow African Americans to freely vote. A coordinated effort by African-American business leaders across the country has provided free tickets for 7th, 8th, and 9th grade students to see the movie over the weekend. Bay Area students can show their student IDs or report cards at participating AMC, Century, Cinemark, and other theaters to take advantage. Stay tuned to KALW for more international, national, and regional news. At 5, you'll hear a special presentation from Oakland's Making Contact, giving the backstory behind King's I Have a Dream speech. And at 7, we'll hear a program about civil rights veteran Vincent Harding. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.